And we've learned the names of the six people who died when an Amazon warehouse collapsed in Metro St. Louis yesterday. The Madison County coroner confirming the victims are DeAndre Morrow, Kevin Dickey, Clayton Cope, Etheria Hebb, Larry Verdin, and Austin McEwen. All six were employees at the Edwardsville facility that was destroyed by the tornadoes, ripping off the building's roof and causing it to collapse. News Nation correspondent Evan Lambert reports on what we've learned about the victims in this tragedy. Evan.
Well, Ruta Bay, Amazon tells us that their employees were getting warnings on Friday night inside that building that the tornado was coming. They were trying to make their way to a designated area to shelter, but the devastation came anyway.
I had to tell my four-year-old daughter that her best friend wasn't coming home.
Sunday morning, fire officials in Edwardsville, Illinois, confirmed 46-year-old Larry Verdin was among six Amazon workers who died when an EF3 tornado roared through a delivery warehouse in the town just outside St. Louis. The tornado parting the building like the Red Sea and bringing down the ceiling and walls in on the employees. Verdin's family says he was an Army veteran and father who had just started as an Amazon delivery driver. The last text he sent to the mother of his children saying he had to wait until the storm was over. When it finally was, 45 other workers were rescued, with one airlifted to a nearby hospital.
The first Edwardsville fire unit arrived on scene and found approximately 150 yards of the building that had been collapsed. We received multiple reports of people injured, trapped, and deceased.
The Navy telling News Nation another one of the victims, 29-year-old Clayton Cope of Alton, Illinois, was a veteran who served his country for 6 years and was awarded a Good Conduct Medal, among other honors. After being criticized for his initial silence, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos sharing words of condolences for the workers lost, tweeting late Saturday, quote, "We're heartbroken over the loss of our teammates there, and our thoughts and prayers are with their families and loved ones." At the twisted warehouse, fire officials say they don't believe anyone else is missing, but will continue a recovery mission into next week. Evan Lambert, News Nation.